You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, buddy. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings, Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D. I hope you have had a great week. So I'm back in Australia. I'm back in Sydney. I'm back in my usual spot. So this week, so today at 1:27 p.m., so it's actually in 27 minutes, we will have the new moon that's going to be in Virgo. So it will be, the moon will also be in sextile to Mars. So being in Virgo, it is about planning, about getting things done. Like with Virgo energy, it's about wanting it to be perfect and wanting everything to look right and to be right, looking at the finer details. It's about, also feel like it's about being constructive as well. Now, because we've got the sextile to Mars, it's also about strength, having courage. It's giving you that motivation. You need to get things done. I feel like this is all about, though, about planning, planning is what I feel like it's all about too with this new moon. On the same day, we've got Mercury moving into Libra. Mercury in Libra wants things to be in balance, the way that it wants people to have a fair go and have, if it's a conversation, everyone having their time in the conversation, having, you know, being respectful of each other. Libra wants everything to be nice and even, and it's quite a placid sign. We've also got Venus that's going to be opposing Chiron. Now, this could bring up a wound about financial security or relationships around you with that aspect. We do on the 13th, we've got Mercury's going to be trying Pluto. That can be a change in how you think or how you see things. And also on the same day, we've got Mercury also going to be opposing Neptune. That can be a little bit of a blind side, or could be a delusion, or not thinking clearly with that aspect. On the 14th, we're going to have Mercury in tri to Uranus. So these are just when the exact aspects are happening. So earlier this week, we already had the energy starting to, this tri starting to form, and some of the aspects already starting to form. So with this energy, it is about unexpected communication, but also about it's a positive. So today, as an example, the other day, I had went back to my day job, and I got a gift that was made from some of the clients that I see. So it was a handmade card with little notes on how much they appreciate me. So that was my unexpected communication. So be something positive that comes up, but we'll have that this week as well. On the 15th, you've got the sun that's going to be in sextile to Mars. It's going to be giving you that motivation, that push. It's like being very eager to get things done, get things sorted. On the 16th, we're going to have Venus square Pluto. That could be a bit of a cautious aspect. And on the same day, we're going to have a sextile with Neptune and Pluto too. Let's go to the caller. So we've got here, is it Ron? It's Carla who's in Virginia in America. So hi, Carla, how are you?
Poor, but fine.
Hi, Carla. Yeah, how can I help you today?
I was just maybe a general, you know, I'm not sure what I want to ask for anything right now.
Yeah, so is there anything in particular you want me to look at, like the work or relationships?
Maybe my relationship with my daughter, you know, she wants to move back in, and I'm very hesitant about that, how that would work out, if I should or
shouldn't. She's a bit bossy? She's a bit bossy, your daughter?
Yes.
And I kind of feel over-opinionated.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like over-opinionated too.
Yeah.
It's like she doesn't have anywhere else to go, but letting her in your space, it's like you're giving up a lot, because I feel like she is going to come in and take over just with her energy as well. I do feel like that she has a set ideas on how things are meant to be and how you're meant to be. So is it not just herself? Is she bringing in like pets with her? Like is it not just her? It's others as well.
She'll try to bring boyfriends in. Yeah.
Okay. Does she have a dog? Does she have a dog that's quite strong?
No, she don't. No animal.
Okay.
Okay.
No. This could be a past thing or it could be a future thing, but I do see her with a dog and the dog is quite strong. It's like she's trying to, it's one of those dogs where when you try and take it for a walk, it's like the dog's leading the way. It could be a symbolic thing, or like I said, it could be like a past pet that I'm picking up, or it could be one that's coming in. Because I feel like it's not just her that's coming to live with you, it's other people, other things with her. I feel like it's going to be ground rules that you're going to have to set with her, even though she won't listen. I do feel like it's important that you have her to hear what you want or what you're expecting. I feel like that this can only be for a short time, although I feel like it may be there for like a year, but I do feel like it can only happen for a short time. But I kind of feel like she doesn't have anywhere else to go. I keep on hearing she doesn't have anywhere else to go. So you are like saving her because she has, I feel like she has been through a lot, but there's been complications with other people that she's been sort of living with as well. And just when she comes in, it's like you're going to have to just take it with a grain of salt. Like if she says something to you, opinionated, just be like, oh, okay, whatever. Because I feel like when you do that, it's going to be better for you to deal with it. It may frustrate her, but I feel like you're going to get both, but you're going to get worked up and it may escalate into a bit of an argument or to a bit of a fight too. I feel like she wants to get married, your daughter. I'm hearing that song, I want to go to chapel, I want to get married, but she can't find the right, it's like the right match, the right person. These people that she's with to keep letting her down. It's like she keeps picking the same. I'm hearing the word loser. I feel bad to say that, but we'll just say she keeps picking the wrong.
Yes. Wrong men. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I feel like it's part of it's how she displays herself. I feel like she needs to change. She needs to be very clear in what she wants in a partner. And I feel like she needs to not tolerate like sort of bull crap, but she's really wanting to make things work. And I feel like she's seeking or searching, but she needs to really she needs to start fresh and just let things just happen and not search. But she's not going to listen to you. But I just feel
she plans on getting back with X, thinking she's going to marry him and he's not good for her. She told me it straight out before she comes here.
Yeah, I see the ring, her wanting to get this ring, but it won't work out. I feel like he'll disappoint her like he has done, I feel like, before, many times before.
Yep.
But she has this thing in her mind of what this reality that she wants, and it's not going to be that, because I also feel like she wants a family, I feel like she wants children, she wants all the things that we all want and hope for. But I do see a guy that's there that is good for her in the distance. I don't feel like she's met them yet. I feel like that he's from the south. So I know you're in Virginia, but I think he's the south. I think that they're south. I think I'm not very good with my geography, but I do see him as being like very southern and having that southern charm. He's very stable. I do feel like he's perhaps from a farm or had links to farming as well, gentlemanly, and like he'll give it back to her. So I feel like if she comes on quite like sort of quite strong, like this man will put her in a place, but he does it in a good way. And but I don't feel like she's I don't feel like she's met him yet, though. I feel like she's got to go through, it's like a roundabout. She's got to go through around the roundabout or, you know, around in circles so many times before she's ready to just let things be and let love come to her. Mm. So it's going to be. So she, I feel like she's thinking moving in next month. Is this happening like next month?
No, sometime in August. To be honest, she's in prison and says she gets out in August.
Oh, next year.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about next month. So I feel like that there's going to be news or something coming up next month. She could even get an early release date. She needs to stay away from certain people. She needs to be. Does she have tattoos?
Does she what?
Have tattoos?
Yes.
Okay, she may get another tattoo. I just feel like she needs to be squeaky clean. She needs to stay away from certain people in there. There could be an early release for her as well. I just feel like there's some kind of news or there's something happening next month, but I do feel like there could be an earlier release due to, like, too many people or being too crowding or, like, but I do feel like she's got a good behaviour too. But yeah, when she comes out,
she had kind of reduced.
Okay, yeah. She's very focused and she does want to make a good start. So I just feel like, yeah, it's a year. Don't give up on her. I feel like she's still got a long road ahead, but she's got a lot to learn still, I feel.
Yes, yes. She's confused. Yeah. And then I told her she's got to love herself first before she can love anybody else.
Yeah, you know? And I think that's going to be a lesson that she needs to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I've helped you today, and thank you for calling in.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
That's okay. So, everybody, if you want to contact me, you can book through a reading from my website, which is LadyDPsychicParties.com. My Facebook page is also LadyDPsychicParties, which you can message me or connect with me. I've got an Instagram account, which is LadyDPsychic. My TikTok is LadyDPsychic, and the same as my YouTube channel. I do live readings every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Sydney time. So until next week, thank you, and I hope you have a great new moon and a great week ahead, and I'll see you same time, same place next week. So bye for now.